Taliban insurgents have attacked an army base in the northern province, killing at least 7 Afghan soldiers and wounding 6 others. Separately, local officials say Taliban insurgents ambushed a police convoy Tuesday in the northeastern Kapisa province, killing a district police commander and his security guard. Opposition activists say a missile struck a school building in northwestern Syria on Tuesday, killing 8 civilians. This as government forces captured a key village held by al-Qaeda insurgents in the last rebel stronghold in the war-torn country. Syrian troops also surrounded a Turkish observation post in the area. Russia has released 5 Japanese fishing boats and their 24 crewmen after detaining them for a week for allegedly violating fishing agreements near a group of disputed islands. The ships were seized near a group of islands in Japan's northern region of Hokkaido. The islands were seized by forces of the former Soviet Union in the final days of World War II. Japan continues to claim the island chain, which it calls the Northern Territories. Now the latest on the impeachment of U.S. President Donald Trump. AP's Jackie Quinn reports the top Democrat in the Senate says he's willing to negotiate the terms of an impeachment trial with the Senate's majority leader.
Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell says his plan is to copy the framework of the Bill Clinton impeachment trial. Democrat Chuck Schumer says this is different than 1999, when a special counsel had already interviewed multiple witnesses under oath. And Schumer's concerned Republicans have the votes to block Democrats from requesting witness testimony.
That's AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. U.S. stocks are mixed in midday trading. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. President Trump says the U.S. is ready to deal with any Christmas gift that North Korea has threatened to deliver amid stalled nuclear negotiations.